The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon.
That's good. That's nice. You make me feel so young. Every nice Valentine. I was hoping my funny Valentine. Just the way you look tonight. I'll work on Al throughout the day. But good morning. It's a good start. No, don't get me wrong. It's a good start. Because you do make me feel so young, baby. Hey, happy Valentine's Day. Oh, by the way, happy St. Valentine's Day. This was named after a saint, an Italian saint. If there's any chance to give a plug for the Italians, I'm going to jump right in there. Sorry. But it named after, I think it's St. Valentine of Tierney or outside of Rome. And he was a priest, and then he got arrested. And do you know what happened with St. Valentine's? They put him in jail. And then the jailer's daughter would visit him. You know this story, right? This is true. And then he fell in love with the daughter, Valentine did. And then they were going to execute him, I think for his religious beliefs, as they did back then, and as they're doing now. What am I saying? So then he wrote a letter to her. He wrote a letter to the daughter saying, thank you for being here, and I'll always think of you. And he signed it, Your Valentine. And from then on, there it is. And there's the vital news of the day. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to tip your waitresses. Thank you. It's true. So that's how Valentine's Day started. So happy St. Valentine's Day. But now it's so commercial. Did you take care of everything? I took care of everything. So I'm trying to go through my list of Valentines. I think it all worked out. So we'll get into it, and we appreciate it. And we'll have fun this Valentine's Day with Frank and Al, Debbie and Joe on the radio. 6:07 already. Look at us up this early, February 14th, 2019, right? I guess 2019. I didn't even think I'd be alive this day, right? 2019. But we are just getting started, baby. The best is yet to come. So I think they are going to vote on this deal. The House is expected to vote on this. It came in the middle of the night, but I woke up. I just woke up and I said, what's going on? I just happened to glance at my phone, which is a terrible habit to do. Do you do that? You check your phone in the middle of the night. I do it. And then I saw that they came through. The Democrats seem to have come up with this in the middle of the night, this deal. Does the president sign it or not? We don't know. We'll give you all the points. We'll give you the breakdown of the whole thing. It sounds like, you know what? It sounds like the Democrats kind of sneaked this in the middle of the night, is the way this looked like, that they wanted to get it in, because it has to be voted on like by tomorrow, and it's over 1,000 pages. So I think it already provides about $1.4 billion to build a 55-mile barrier along the Mexican border. And it's a bipartisan deal, so it could be up for a vote. Does the president – I'd love to hear what you think about it, because I don't even think the president should even worry about it. I think he should do the emergency thing. That emergency thing is going to go by in 2 days. I'm telling you. It's gonna, oh, my gosh, can you believe what President Trump did? And then they're going to forget about it. It's going to be in the courts, and he may very well get what he wants in that $5-point-something billion dollars for the wall. But you give us a call later as we get started, if you would, 877-970-2999. Just a lot to think about. But they passed it through. Maybe is something going to happen? We don't know. Ted Cruz has more wisdom with that beard than Senator Cruz from Texas. He said El Chapo's money should pay for it. What? If the IRS could find every dime that we've ever made, they can't find El Chapo's billions? that he made coming across the southern border. They come up with these logical ideas. That's a very logical, very fair-minded idea. Have El Chapo pay for it. I'm telling you, just have Chapo pay for the wall. Could be as easy as that. So, but you let me know. Hey, you know what also, and I want to tell you how much we love you and thank you, and it's Valentine's Day and we'll have some fun and we'll talk to the guys and what you did and what you're doing and what's the best thing to do on this day. But I cannot get out of my mind. Andrew Pollock is a buddy, lost his beautiful daughter Meadow, you know, at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida a year ago. So I can't forget about that. Want to mention that. Want to acknowledge that. You know, I just texted Andrew saying my heart is with you. Oh, can you, right? It's like, oh my goodness, what he wakes up, it's Valentine's Day. He can't even think, oh, it's Valentine's Day. And you and I are worrying about, oh, what am I going to get for who? And, you know, Andrew has this horrific weight on him, you know. That's 17 people were killed, Parkland last year. And now, of course, they're trying to make it. I saw the other network news. I did my homework last night, and I'm just trying to check all the news outlets, and they're making it a gun issue. You know, Andrew Pollock is the only guy that is stepping up saying it was a complete fail by the officials down there in Parkland. It was a complete fail by the teachers, by the superintendent, the sheriff down there who's not there anymore. And he's right. And he wants to just try to secure our schools. And I don't want to say anything, but I go to schools now and I walk in and there's glass and there's security. Isn't it terrible we have to live like that? No, let's live like that. Because if we're not going to deal with mental illnesses, which this is really about, and we're not going to go after the red flags, because I hear things inside. I try to watch my confidence, keep confidences on the radio to a degree. But the schools are afraid to say, if somebody looks wacky in the school, right? The schools, if you say something to an official, the school official, in my opinion, will bury that, because they don't want the school not to be a quote unquote blue ribbon school, not want to be one of the top so many schools in the area. I'm telling you, they're afraid. Hey, that guy looks a little weird. You can't say it because they don't want a bad reputation. And the problem, that's what happened down in Parkland. They knew this kid. Everybody knew what was going on. Inexcusable what happened here. So it's just something to think about and something that we should stay on top of. But our hearts go out to Andrew and to all the families down there in Florida. But, you know, forgive me, you know, there is, I just want to tell you about the NYPD detective that we lost. We have a lot of NYPD that listens every morning. Our hearts are going out to you. Friends and family on Long Island are mourning the loss of Brian Simonson, and the people streamed in and out of the detective's house in Calverton all day yesterday to comfort the detective's wife. It's just a terrible situation. Our hearts go out to the Simonson family and to the NYPD. It's just a tough day in that regard. So Joe on the radio. So hopefully you took care of everything, and we'll get into it with the guys. I went and I'm so proud of myself. On a much lighter note, forgive me. I went around and I was running around like a madman yesterday. I did the show, and then right after the show, I ran up, and my friend Judge Napolitano has a show on Fox Nation, right? And so he said, Joe, would you come on? So he sat down. If you get a chance to catch it, I think if you go to Fox Nation, you go to Judge Knapp. It's called the Liberty. I think Liberty is the name of the show. So, and we just sat and we chatted, like two guys like that are just from the neighborhood. And the intro that the judge used, because I'm so tired of politics I'm not going to judge somebody on their political beliefs, you know, unless they're like trying to, you know, harm us, you know. But if you believe one way, and I'm just putting that all aside. I'm not dealing with it. I don't care. I'm not dealing with it. So we just had a fun chat between two guys from Bloomfield, New Jersey. And the judge wrote this great intro yesterday. It was about me and how he knew me down at Brookdale Elementary School at Bloomfield, New Jersey. It was just a really fun interview. And then this is so wild. And you know how proud I am when I say how my family came here from another country, and they came here legally, and they learned the laws, and they learned the language, and they worked hard, and they wanted to become Americans. And we continue that legacy to this day. We try anyway, as it should be, in the greatest country on the planet Earth, the United States of America. You know how I feel like that. So I said on the air, I go on the air to the judge, I go, you know, my grandfather, and I've told you this before, my grandfather, Rosario, who, and he just never liked that name. He said it sounded like a girl, Rosario. Rosario. Rest his soul. So I said, Rosario worked for Thomas Edison in Menlo Park in New Jersey. How cool is that? So then Judge goes, my grandfather worked for Thomas Edison too. How wild is that? So he had Napolitano Episcopo working for Thomas Edison. Is that funny? So then I say on the air, I've told you this before, and I actually believe this. I said, I bet your grandfathers invented the light bulb and Thomas Edison stole the idea. Because, you know, I said, because the WASPs always take the idea from the ethnic groups. Am I right? So, you have no idea how the Italians were vilified when they came to this country. No one knows. No one will address it. I'm going to tell you that we were terribly vilified. And so, okay, I could just see Edison going, hey, Rosario, what's that light in your hand? I don't know. I call it a light bulb. It's a light bulb. And Edison goes, hey, Rosario, take a lunch break. Give me that thing for a second. You know? That's what I was thinking. So we had a good laugh with the judge yesterday, you know, remembering our grandparents and remembering our heritage from Bloomfield, New Jersey, baby, via Avellino in Italy. So then I run from the judge. Then I go across town because I wanted to give my daughter Allie something. And over at Dr. Rock's, and I go over there. I see my father. I'm like the Uber dad. Then this was the coolest thing, and then we'll get into it. Forgive me. I'm just talking to you. I'm just babbling because I love you. So then I go. I got Big Mike down at Walt. You want to hear a strategic thing that I did? Please. There is news on other stations, but we will get there. So I have Mike. I said, Mike, go to Wall Street. And get my stuff because I got to run home and take. I wanted to bring the Valentine's stuff to my mom, you know. So and to my other kids. So I said, Mike, you go to Wall Street, wrangle up the hotel room, right? I said, I'm on the Upper East Side. Now Mike could have come. Follow me on this, especially if you're a New Yorker. Mike could have gone from Wall Street, and he could have gone FDR up to the Upper East Side to get me. You can't make it up the FDR drive at any time. It's just the traffic. It's an embarrassment. The city doesn't quite run that like that. So, but I know you can probably go back downtown, you know, whatever time it was. It was like 1 o'clock, something like that. And so I Mike goes, wrangles the room. I rendezvous and I take a cab quickly. I grab a cab, not an Uber, meet somebody. I grab just a cab guy. And I fly up the FDR 10 minutes downtown. 10 minutes. This is monumental. These are the little things. This is how pathetic my life is that I'm excited about that. I rendezvous with Mike outside the Holland Tunnel. Boom. Get to my mom. Boom. Hey, Mom. I got her. You know what I got her in Beverly Hills? I got a Chanel. I went to the Chanel store in Beverly Hills. I did it many, many, many years ago. She loves Chanel number 5. Huh? Come on. Chanel number 5. I'm just saying. I went when we were on Rodeo Drive the other day. I made before I got Olivia the little ring. I went to Chanel number 5. And I made the personal delivery to my mother, you know, over there in Essex County. Someone there. But I was so proud because I'm not good strategically like that. So I went right back up. We met. And then this. And then we'll get to the guys. Because this is it in a nutshell to me. For me. I'm sitting in a cab. It was a van cab. I like the van cabs. And I said to the driver, and he was like kind of a, I don't know what he had. Did he have an accent? He was probably from outside the country, you know, whatever he had. Did he have dreadlocks? It was just a different culture that, of you know, but hey, you know, sir, would you mind just, I'm meeting my buddy Big Mike. Could you, he waits like this. And before I even tipped him, he goes like this to me. I'm sitting there and I'm going, oh, all right, he's going to come down Chamber Street. Look at this. It's like a military operation. And I'm telling the cab driver, he goes, yeah, no problem. No problem, man. I got this, man. No problem. And he always says to me, he goes, as we're waiting now. And then there's that uncomfortable. And I said, keep the meter running, man. He goes, no. He shuts the meter off and he goes, no. You're a gentleman. I'm happy to do this for you. Like that, man. And I went, whoa. As all the divide that we see, all the hurt that is spewed on us from Washington, D.C., you can't get Congress together. You can't get two people together in Washington. I'm watching these freshman representatives assault people at hearings in the most disrespectful way. I'm watching that. To me, it all comes down to me in that cab with that fine gentleman that's kind enough to wait and just do the right thing and wait like that. I'm telling you, and it doesn't matter what we believe in, who we believe in, what our politics are. We're all in this together. Everybody's got to step down and put aside the divide, man. Because, you know, and we'll get into them when we start up with the news and everything. But I'm telling you, day to day, right? You and me, we're going to make it. And we're going to take the high road. We're going to take the high road. I'm not going down. I'm not going to let them. But lo and behold, Frank and Al, good morning. I tipped the guy heavy. What am I going to tell you? I'm not surprised. I threw that little window.
Yeah, really.
I threw that little window. Because, you know, I love you, man.
Did you
want
to touch that little window?
But, no, I did not. I did not touch the window because they have the cabs. It goes, I love you, man. You're the best. You're the gentleman. Thank you very much. Okay, I'm going to put this glass between us so you can't even get near me, man. But I made sure I did. But isn't that nice, Frankie, huh?
That's very nice.
In New York, you know? Get out of my cab. I got to go make another fare. No, he was very, very nice. It's all like all that together. So
never see that guy again.
I know, man. I'll tell you what. I should have got that guy a Valentine. Now, the guilt and the admission on air is right here, and I have to apologize on behalf of listen, let me take the hit. Debbie, I have to apologize. We should have sent. Did you get the flowers we sent?
I got them from Mario. Mario sent me. Gorgeous.
Are you kidding me? Oh, I love that guy.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Mario, I love you, man.
Long stem roses, black tie roses. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely.
I'm so glad he listened to us when we asked him to send them over. I said, Mario, would you please send I said, I woke up this morning in a panic.
Don't worry. You've got your mom, your daughters, you've got others. Don't worry. I'm just, you know, your friend.
You got my text.
Yes, I did.
That's all I could afford after yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Take care of mom. Don't worry. I'm fine.
I was thinking about you. Thank you for your nice note. We were talking about how you personally write a note. And then we had your friend, the family that came in.
Yeah,
and
Gary.
You wrote a personal note to me. Debbie Duhaime writes a personal thank you note to me. Huh?
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say thank you. You know,
Debbie,
I
swear to
you. Took the time with Debbie. That was nice.
And she's a sweetheart. And she's going to be a star, that kid. And the parents were great. But I'll tell you what. It's all good. We are all good. I'm so sick of that. Everybody tells us how bad we are, you know, about the divide. No, this is all good. Everything's all right. And on this Valentine's Day, it's love for all. Huh? Definitely. Al, you buying any of this? No, I don't think so.
No.
It's, you know, one of those holidays, guys. You know, you guys have to spend a lot of money.
Please. Hey, Deb, how are you traffic-wise? 6:21, we'll give you the breakdown of the show. We'll give you the news that's breaking on the day. Frankie is here. Al is here. Piscopo is here. Debbie on the roads right now on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you so much, Joe, and happy Valentine's Day to you and to everybody. Let's go out to the Deegan. Deegan, southbound at 149th. It's an accident. One lane blocked over there. It's kind of busy on the Gowanus eastbound, getting up toward the area of 3rd Avenue with a crash. Hugh Carey Battery Tunnel. Getting into town, that's a stalled car slowing you down as well. And on the Cross Island North at Northern Boulevard, watch for a crash over there as well. Delays are starting to build here at the Hudson River crossings. Inbound GWB 10, Lincoln 15, Holland about 15 minutes getting into town as well. And watch for some slowdowns now on 17 North heading up through Hasbrouck Heights. 2 and 3 trains are back on or close to schedule. Also on the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lane south the ramp at 9. Ongoing emergency construction on that ramp. And heading over to the southbound thruway, starting to build, heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer. You own a local business or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It is 6:24 on this Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Might want to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. I'm just saying, on Valentine's Day. Hey, baby, you want to go to Michael's of Brooklyn, baby? Right there in the Avenue. That's my... That was my voice if I asked you out. I dropped my voice. Hey, baby. That's actually my creepy voice, actually, is what I call that. Hey, Michael's Brooklyn will be a perfect place for Valentine's Day. St. Valentine's Day, come on. Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn. They've been in business since 1964. Johnny is there, and Fred and Marianne and Michael. It's a great, it really is a great place to be. One of the five best Italian restaurants in America. And as soon as you walk in, you just feel so comfortable at Michael's of Brooklyn. And then I always tell you that you can get the sauce there, the arrabbiata, the puttanesca, home-style Italian gravy, best around, made right there in Brooklyn, New York. Are you kidding me? So again, I always tell you, it's Valentine's Day. You want to go out, you got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn tonight. It's a great idea. You go, honey, a surprise. Maybe you can do a surprise. Come on, we're going to go out to Brooklyn and take in one of five best Italian restaurants in all of America. Michael's of Brooklyn. Then, again, you're listening around the country. And I know down in Florida, so many people are listening in Florida these days. So people are moving to Florida out of New York these days. So thanks for taking at least us with you. If you see on your supermarket shelf Michael's of Brooklyn, take that home. That is the single best sauce that you will ever have in a jar anywhere at any time. And everybody knows it. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
I never take anything for granted. Only a fool maybe takes things for granted.
Talk to me, Barry. Talk to me, baby.
Just
talk
because it's here today, it can be gone tomorrow. And that's one thing that you'll never in your life ever have to worry about me. If I'll ever change towards you, because baby, I love you. Girl, I love you.
Here we go. Here we go.
Just the way you are.
There it is. Oh, now, Al, you're talking
now,
about...
Now, if a woman doesn't get swooned by that, come on, man. Yeah.
Oh, this, you know, I've not heard this. Wait a minute. Keep it there for a second. Hold on, hold on.
Listen. You never let me down before.
This is great, Al. This is actually great.
Don't imagine.
This is Billy Joel. It's sung by Barry White.
No, I know. I didn't know Barry White did it.
See you
Billy Joel. Really, Al? Is that what that is, Al?
I would not leave you.
I didn't know Barry White could sound like this. I thought he just talked like that, baby.
We never could have come.
Oh, great. Great move. Great. Now I'm talking. Now, so we should have to go through the Valentine songs and tell us, and you could call us at 877-970-2999, what we should play. Just the way, that's a good one, of course, always Billy
right,
Joel.
So here's the Billy.
My funny Valentine.
Right,
you got to play my
Billy
funny
version.
Valentine.
Here's the Billy version.
No, I know everybody knows the Billy version.
Yeah, of course they do.
Al, we know the Billy version.
But it's completely, I mean, you know, Barry does it. Forget it. Billy might as well throw the song out now.
No. Billy the master, and that was great. And now we got to do, what did I get? The Way You Look Tonight. That's another Valentine's
Day.
Yeah, what else? Frankie, help me.
I don't want to play it for Keith Ablo coming up. It's a little, you know.
That's okay. Keith will understand.
Oh, all right.
Well, anything more modern, maybe Love Fool by the Cardigans?
Yeah. Crickets.
I don't even know. It'd be everything Frank Sinatra to me. And My Funny Valentine is it, which is one of the great songs. Hey, good morning. Good morning. It's Joe on the radio. It's Valentine's Day. Do you care? Do you go out of your way? Let us know what you're doing, what you're thinking. I did the whole run. I took care of my mom. And then after mom, I made sure I took care. I got roses. But the roses, Al and I were talking about this before we went on the air. I want to tell you, and I went to a supermarket. And it was, I think they were expensive, $60 for like roses. I could get on the streets
in New
York.
That's insane.
I know. In New York, I could get them for like, $20, maybe $25.
But even the bodegas probably mark up the roses for today because it's Valentine's Day.
Well, you always said that. But the big news is Al actually bought not one dozen, two dozen for your wife.
I don't want to give them exposure because we're not, you know, they don't advertise with us. But if you're an Amazon Prime member and you shop at Whole Foods, they have a deal. I think it ends today. Two dozen roses. They're already, you know, done in the package. Mm-hmm. With tax, cost me 21 and change.
That's good. Were they dead? Were they okay?
No, but different colors, too. Red, orange, white. They have yellow.
So excited. Listen to you.
Yeah.
You know what I sent? I sent to Charlie through Pro Flowers. They have those multicolor roses. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah, those are nice.
I sent those. I sent Shari's Berries. I sent it. I got covered. Yeah. I'm like broke, right, Frankie? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know how you afford that.
I went to everybody. But it was good. It was good. And Frank, you taking care of today?
I don't do a big thing for Valentine's Day, honestly.
But you can get away with it, and your gal will understand that.
They're going on vacation next week.
And
they're getting married.
Right.
This
I just bought her an engagement ring.
Right.
I mean, how much more money can I spend?
If she gets mad at Frank.
Wait, excuse me. Al, excuse me. You're talking to me, Frankie. It's always, what's next? I still get calls. I'm not even with the women anymore. I get calls. What are you doing for me? What can you give me? How much can you give me? It doesn't stop.
But, Joe, I can't imagine.
Forgive me.
Joe, I can't imagine that Rachel would be upset with Frank that he didn't get her something for Valentine's Day. I mean, after all this whole whirlwind of engagement and getting married and going on vacation. Come on.
She's a sensible gal, and you're absolutely right. Not so much with me. If I was with somebody, I always go, what do you got?
But we need to ask Keith that.
I know. It is so true. Hey, you know what, Frankie? We're going to break local news, and Keith Ablo will join us. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day. If your heart is broken, how do you get over that, and what do you do? We have all sorts of Valentine questions for the great Dr. Ablo, the official psychiatrist of the Piscopo Show. But Frankie Fibrello's on this thing that they sneaked in the middle of the night. The House will vote on this today. It's a bipartisan border deal.
That's right. They have an agreement in principle that both the House leadership and the Senate leadership are okay with. And the president indicated that he's not thrilled with it, but it sounds like he's going to be inclined to sign it anyway. Apparently, he placed some calls to both Sean Hannity and Lou Dobbs to try and win them over for their support of it because they've both been critical of it. So we'll see what happens. But it looks, again, we thought the same thing before the last government shutdown, so I'm hesitant to say this, but it looks like we're going to have a deal to keep the government open and there won't be a shutdown. I think that's a win.
I agree. And you know, just so you know, it's the president's very, very close to Sean Hannity. I mean, has always been, and Lou Dobbs, close personal friend for many, many years. So that's what that's about. It's not just because Lou and Sean are on TV. But
those two guys, and you could love them or hate them, they speak to the president's base. So if they are going to repeatedly hammer him for going along with, what might be considered caving, then that doesn't help the president going into a tough re-election to rally his base. He needs to make sure that, you know, Lou Dobbs and Sean Hannity are, you know, stoking the flames and being supportive of what the president's doing.
Yeah.
You know, not because he loves them, just because he needs their support to rally his base.
Well, we'll see what happens and exactly what goes on with that, because if you can have the far right wing, and Mark Meadows and everybody does not want the president to do anything. Sometimes I think they don't want to do anything at all. They just want, and I'm not sure what they want, because I'm not hearing, like with the health care, with the Republicans, they kept saying repeal Obamacare. I never got an answer back, and what are you going to replace it with? I never got that. I'm not hearing what do they want to replace. Don't give in on the wall. Then what is the alternative here? Just $5.7 billion. Is that it? I'm a little confused in that regard. I'm so sick of the upset of the divide in Washington, D.C., and I just think the president quietly should declare an emergency, do it under the radar, and go, you know what, hashtag this, deal with it. I've done it, here it is, and we're building the wall. And just take it upon himself. You start dealing with all those people down there. Everybody's got a different opinion. Everybody's afraid to say one thing and not the other. I think the president would find so much support if he ever stepped up and just said, you know what, I'm building the wall. I'm done with you amateurs in Washington, D.C. Piscopo in the morning, 6:33. You let us know what you're thinking, 877-970-2999. Frankie is here, and Albert's got the headline news on this Valentine's Day right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
33 degrees at 634. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Friends and family on Long Island mourning the loss of NYPD Detective Brian Simonson. People streamed in and out of Simonson's house in Calverton all day yesterday to comfort the detective's wife. Simonson's former partner in the NYPD, Terrence LeGrady, says Simonson was loved because he was always smiling and positive and often was able to de-escalate a tough situation while on patrol. Simonson died from friendly fire while he was trying to assist other officers in trying to catch an alleged robbery suspect at a cell phone store in Queens Tuesday night. Starting tomorrow, horse carriage pickups will be limited to inside Central Park. A Manhattan Supreme Court judge's ruling comes after a horse owner sued to keep the carriages on the streets where tourists could see them. The judge ruled the DOT has the power to regulate the roadways, and the move aims to reduce the time horses spend near vehicular traffic. In sports, Knicks extended their franchise record losing streak to 18 with a 126-111 loss to the 76ers. D'Angelo Russell recorded 36 points. Nets outlasted the Cavaliers 148-139 in triple overtime in Cleveland. College hoops, Seton Hall got by Georgetown 90-75, while NC State beat Syracuse 73-58. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thank you so much. Let's take a ride over to the LIE eastbound, the service road, heading right out toward Ocean Avenue. It's an accident getting out toward Brookhaven. Watch for some slowdowns as you head to the subways downtown, NR and Q. Looks like you're moving slowly there. Also, if you're heading over to New Jersey Transit, a couple of canceled trains with positive train control. It's busy now on the eastbound Gowanus getting up toward 3rd Avenue. A disabled vehicle delays back to the Verrazano. Hugh Carry Battery Tunnel into town, a stalled car there. Now also in Queens on the LIE West, right at Van Dam Street, it looks like a three-car accident, tractor trailer involved with that one as well, 10 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all about 25 to 30 heading into town. Garden State Parkway northbound, as you get up past the Cheesequake service area, it's an accident off on the shoulder, southbound throughway picking up volume at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy for today, Valentine's Day, high of 45. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. I have a President's Day pro tip. Go to Dell.com/business deals to get deals on Dell business computers with 8th generation Intel Core processors plus free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to Dell's small business technology advisors and get personalized help finding the best tech at President's Day prices.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Dr. Keith Abloh coming up momentarily. If you feel run down, you don't got that energy, we've been telling you about it. We talked with Dr. Douglas Howard and Sue yesterday, his beautiful wife, about balancing nature. You know, balancing nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. You know what I'm saying? It's as simple as that. It's genius. I'm telling you, this is what you got to try. You're not feeling good no matter if something bothering you, you got to try Balance of Nature. But if you feel great and you want to keep yourself feeling great, you want to try Balance of Nature. That's why Dr. Douglas Howard, he's a physician. He knows about this. He took years, virtually decades, it seems, to come up with Balance of Nature. So I went on the Balance of Nature journey, and it's been working great for me. easy to take, easy to swallow pills, and you know, it doesn't have the mineral odor, right, Frankie Fibrils? What did you say when you, it's what do you? I don't know.
Well,
what
it doesn't smell like chemicals. It smells like fruit and vegetables.
It helps smell your... Yeah, I'm sorry, Frank. You ever smell a multivitamin though?
Yeah, it smells like a factory.
It's awful. It's awful. Yeah. Right. Go ahead.
No. I mean, you want to talk about something that helps your body do the job that it needs to do. You got to talk about Balance of Nature. Al has been working so hard to get me sick before going on vacation next week. He's been coughing and sneezing and sniffling all over the place for two straight days. So last night, instead of taking my normal three Balance of Nature green tablets, I took nine. This morning, I took nine fruit capsules. And I am sure that in spite of Al's best efforts, this will prevent me from getting affected.
I knew he was going to go there. I knew he was going to go there. As I said, go ahead, Frank, take it home. I know where you're going. He took the Cthulhu. You took the Cthulhu.
I'm going to sneeze on him for the next 3 hours.
I think you should. 800-246-8751. Al's going on this too, by the way. Al's going to start. You want to track Al on this as well. And Al doesn't do anything. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751. Use the promo code The Answer for any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped free, or you can go to balanceofnature.com. Please be sure to use the promo code The Answer. Good health, it's only a phone call away. 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature. Please use the promo code The Answer.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
My funny Valentine.
There it is. There it is.
Sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart.
Francis Albert with Joseph Piscopo, 640 on AM 970, The Answer. Dr. Keith Ablo is the official psychiatrist of the Piscopo Show, spokesperson for the Brainsway Depression Treatment. Hey, Keith, welcome back to the show. Happy Valentine's Day, man.
Hey, thanks, pal. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Are we supposed to be happy and lovey and dovey? And there's like a sense of responsibility. Like they force us to buy, you know, the cards and the candy and the flowers, Dr. Keith. Should we fall into that vortex? Or do you just.
God. No, don't. Because I felt so badly. I was down in the card aisle, right? Yesterday, I have to say, yesterday, the day before. And, you know, you see people pulling out the cards.
Yeah,
and putting them back. Well, that's not quite right. I don't know if I really want to say that. So the human condition, Joe, is that these are difficult journeys. When it's all new and fueled by passion, everybody's thrilled to get the candy hearts and the roses. And then you have to do the hard work of actually living life combined as two people in one journey. It's difficult stuff.
You know,
so here's what I tell people.
Please.
I say, listen, and this is, I know it's the morning, I know it's Valentine's Day. In order to feel the love, you have to, instead of saying, well, oh my God, it's fabulous, we celebrate, we go to unbelievable restaurants, oh my God, look at her, she's so beautiful. The real thing is, if the going were to get tough, would you be the person that would stand up for that other person? And would you be turning to your loved one to say, I need you in a jam?
Wow.
If that's the person that is next to you, you're in good shape. Even if you don't think you are, you are.
Yeah. No wonder I don't have a relationship. I have no one. You know what, Keith, too?
You can call me anytime. That's why you don't, because... You get Dr. Keith on call.
That's it.
Hey, there is no jam we can't fix.
I got your app. I got the Dr. Keith Ablo app on my phone, knowing me. Keith, you know what? I got to tell you, man. I tell you, buddy to buddy, you know, I've just burned out on relationships. I've gone through so much. I've been burned. You know, we Italians, especially when we come from Naples, we lead with our heart. Dr. Ablo, we get crushed every single time. You know, you sing, you do all the lovey-dovey stuff, and then I'm done with it. Is there a time, Dr. Ablo, where someone will come along? Is there hope for your pal, old Joe, on the radio, sir?
There's hope springs eternal. Not only is there hope, there's certainty. right? Because here's the thing to think about for anybody out there who's been challenged in love or in life, okay? Don't think that these things were without meaning and that they aren't preparing you for some glorious next chapter in your life story. So everything you've ever experienced, Joe, in love, every Valentine's Day when you've had to stand in that car aisle and say, I don't know, I mean, I feel it's unrequited, right? All of that is leading to a brilliant moment when someone's going to walk into your life, perhaps this very day, and you're going to say, you know what? This is what it was all about. I've never experienced anything like this. And not having experienced it allows me to see it and feel it in a new way. And, you know, you got to have faith, man. I may have a few people to introduce you to.
Now you're talking,
you know,
man.
The philosophy is great, but, you know, my Rolodex isn't bad either.
I can imagine. But you know
what?
Well,
I'm married, so I can't do anything. So, you know, I'll send you a couple possibilities, and they're fabulous.
I know. It's great. And so I can't sit. I don't want to do a dinner. Let's go out, get to know. I don't have that interest. So, but there is a time you're telling me. And I'm talking on behalf of people who've just plain given up, where the romance is just shot. So there is a time, because I don't know that I have the time to sit, to talk. Do I have an interest in someone enough to say, oh, so where did you go to high school? I can't anymore.
No, you know what I'm saying? Huh? Here's the Dr. Keith Adler dating principle.
You open fire, literally,
with this question. If you could change three things in your life story that are just so painful, if there are three things you'd almost want to take out of your life story, they're so hard to talk about, so embarrassing, what three would they be?
Well,
you say that at the hors d'oeuvre.
I just count my exes, Keith. I mean, that's what... That's not true. I'm joking. It's a radio show with my buddy Keith. We're joking. Please don't take it to heart. Because you know what? The thing is, even the pain, and Dr. Abel, you could do a psychological breakdown on this. Even with the pain, with me meeting folks and it not working out, I have got the greatest children on the planet Earth. Thank God, thank God, and thank God. It's like the great, and it was all worth it. All that pain, all that upset, all the drama was worth every single second of it. So I am at peace in my heart, Keith Abel.
Well, and that, by the way, could make you my co-therapist. You can come to work with me this very day, Joe, or I'll have you on speakerphone. Because people are so harsh on themselves.
Yeah,
they're
man.
So tough. They're like, oh, my marriage failed. I'm like, well, wait a second.
You said
you were married 11 years and you have two fabulous kids.
Yeah.
I said, well, dude, you won the lottery.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
thank
you. You know, you're going to have grandkids maybe. This is fabulous. Look. You know, not every story is a lifelong journey. Our culture is very unusual. If you look at history, people didn't necessarily pair up for their entire lives. There's been all kinds of different arrangements, but we're so tough on ourselves that if you have 15 years, you know, seven of which were wonderful and fueled with passion, and the rest were struggle, but you look and you say, man, I've got this son. That's it. You won! Declare victory.
I love it. Keith Abbo, Episcopo of the Morning. I know he's got an office full of patients. He always checks with his number one patient, Episcopo, who needs the most help of all. What's Galentine's Day? What is that? You hearing about that? What is that?
Galentine's Day. There's a terrible war on men. Galentine's Day is like the day before today, the day before Valentine's Day. Like women loving women, not erotically, but I don't think it's more like, look, I'd rather be connected to you. I can trust you. You're a woman. I'm a woman. Listen, we got to wise up. We guys have to kind of start fighting back a little bit and standing up for ourselves. We're so gallant. We're so ready to be the carpet over which someone walks to the car in the mud. This is a wonderful part of human nature for men. But we're getting killed out there, dude. And, it's all about the liberals. They want to separate the races. They want to separate the genders. They want us to hate each other so much they'll invent holidays. What's next? What's next? You know, birthday. It's dearth day.
It's the
day before your birthday when people who hate you send cards saying, I hate you. I can't believe you have another birthday. It's dearth day. these Democrats.
Very good, Keith. Very good. So before we let you go, Keith, I'm okay being the dinosaur. When a woman stands up at the table, I stand up until she leaves the table, and then I'll sit back down. I will open the door up. I will do the door. And I do it for my daughters, and I say, any guy, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Abloh, any guy that does not do this, that what daddy's doing to you right now is not worth being with. Am I right in at least approaching being at least a chivalrous in that regard?
Look, I think it's charming. Those who would say that it is throwback or from caveman era are absolutely wrong. It's showing respect. What's so bad?
Yeah.
What's so bad about the fact that we're not the same? Men and women, we're really not the same. Isn't that okay? Can't we celebrate the fact that we're different with a few cultural rules or just things we like to do? So what? So I open the door for you. Does that make me a terrible person? No, it means that I care about you.
My funny Valentine, and you could sing, and it's okay. Keith, I love you, man. You're the best.
Love
and
you
I was
too,
with,
Cal.
By the way, Dr. Abloh, I was with Dr. Rock Positano, who was the man who introduced me to the great Dr. Keith Abloh yesterday. And we said, when you're in town, we are all getting out. But I know how busy you are up there, but you're more than welcome to
within
come join us.
Within the next 2 weeks, let's
okay,
do
brother.
It.
Awesome.
I love
awesome.
Rock Positano.
He loves you, too. We love you, too, Keith.
How can one man know so many people? It's
I know. Bizarre. I know. He's the man. He's the go-to
guy. If
we
find out that Rock is somehow an archangel of the Lord, it's going to be funny because we'll be like, wait, he was a foot surgeon, sort of, sometimes struggling with his weight, a handsome guy with a bald head, and
oh,
we'll find out he's like God's second in command.
Saint Rock, man. Hey, Keith, thank you. We love you. Happy Valentine's Day, my friend. We appreciate
all
it
right,
very
pal.
Much.
You and yours, too. Take care, my friend.
Thank you, Dr. Keith Abloh, the official psychiatrist of the Joe Piscopo Show. Spokesperson, by the way, for Brainsway Depression Treatment. But you're thinking of something, Dr. Keith Abloh. You can Google Keith, and he's be happy to talk to you. You know, Deb, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock with Joe on the radio, I'm not going to burn out. I stay positive. I say hope springs internal, like the doc says. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
and
you
don't
and me.
Stop we've been, being a gentleman. We love that. We
oh,
love
thank you.
That. Oh, do please. You, oh,
I,
we love being do, treated like
the habit,
a lady.
The habit, when I'm at a dinner table, and then there's a gal there. This is how old-fashioned I am. And she stands to go, oh, I'm going to use the ladies' room. I instinctively stand up as she stands up.
We love
up.
That.
Well, you
listen,
do. Yeah, all right.
I always
yeah.
tell my nieces, act like a lady, you'll be treated like a lady.
Oh,
you know what?
Good,
and
good,
we love
good.
When men are gentlemen. We absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm. Lordy, we're trying. Debbie Duhame out there. And Mario sent you. We love it, Mario. Oh,
Mario
boy.
Sent me a dozen long stem roses from Black Tie mm-hmm. Roses. They are absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, Mario, thank you so much, Mario.
Oh, he's the man. We love Mario.
Fabulous.
651, Valentine Debbie on the roads for you. The AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's see what's happening right now. As you head to the subways, we're seeing some delays on the uptown Q trains. Also, it looks like the NR heading downtown are back on or closed. 5 canceled trains with New Jersey Transit with positive train control. Let's see what's happening here on the LIE. It's been pretty tough this morning. LIE eastbound getting out toward the area of Ocean Avenue. It's an accident, and it looks like a couple of cars involved in that one. Also, the westbound side of the LIE, building through Queens, getting into Van Dam Street. Accident involving 3 cars and a truck. That's causing delays getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. The eastbound side of the Gowanus, stop and go at 3rd Avenue with a disabled car. Delays back to the Verrazano Bridge. Inbound GWB about 40. Lincoln 25. Holland 30 to 35 minutes getting into town. Southbound Garden State Parkway by the Cheesequake service area. That's an accident. And the southbound thruway busy heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Alternate side parking in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with UnitedHealthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour through the land of Israel in December 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, we'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Here's your AM970 weather answer forecast.
Though our day began with a couple of flurries, it'll be breezy today with a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 44, partly to mostly cloudy tonight, down to 39 in Midtown, 30 to 35 in most suburbs. Tomorrow, variable cloudiness and becoming milder. It'll be breezy in the afternoon with a stray shower, high 55. For Saturday, more clouds and sun, brisk and colder, high 40. Sunday, sunshine followed by increasing clouds, high 37. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lumberg. 5 before 7 o'clock, 6:55 with Joe on the radio. I tell you about Mike Lindell's My Pillow 4-Pack. I'm telling you, you want to get My Pillow 4-Pack. This is the best deal that Mike's had, and I can't remember how long. Mike Lindell is offering over 50% off 2 premium My Pillows, along with 2 go anywhere pillows, free shipping, and they're amazing. 60-day money back guarantee to boot. Come on now. This is the, if you haven't tried the MyPillow, now please, mypillow.com, promo code AM970. Simple as that. You get Mike's 4-pack offer, over 50% off, 2 premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows, along with free shipping, and you have absolutely nothing to lose. Why? Because you get a 60-day money back guarantee on this offer only, by the way. Now, if you want to call, the number is 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970. But if you want that Mike's 4-pack offer from Mr. Mike Lindell, 50% off 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee, just go to, please, mypillow.com. Promo code AM970.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM970. The Answer.
Uh-oh, lovey-dovey music. Watch it now. What do we got? Do we know what this is? We know? Here we go.
A little Luther.
Oh, Luther. There it is. Now you're talking.
I can say for certain that it is true.
Hello, baby. Welcome back to the Piscopo Show, baby. Happy St. Valentine's Day, baby.
I surely feel like the time is near.
Luther, man. I saw Luther in a supermarket many years ago, and I was like, hi.
It's boy, you run into people in the weirdest place. Did you take his car?
Did I tell you that before? I met Luther Vandross, no. a very nice guy, and he was. We had carts, and I said, you're Luther Vandross. He goes, you're Joe Piscopo. I said, hi, Luther, how are you? He said, and it was so cool, and you're in a supermarket. In Hollywood, that happens. Those little things happen, and not so much in New York. Hey, Joe on the radio, 657. We got a lot to get into. There's a lot of news to break down, and we will get into it, but we're just having a silly, fun first hour, and thank you. And hopefully that you'll be able to reach out and express your love to your loved one on this Valentine's Day. Is it Frankie Five Boroughs a manufactured holiday? Does it bother you in that regard? I bet you it does.
Well, I mean, look, I don't spend time worrying about it, you know, but so I wouldn't say it bothers me the way, people that include me in group text messages that I don't need to be included in. That's something that bothers me because it directly affects me. My attitude in general is, you know, if you want to make a big thing about Valentine's Day, absolutely, go ahead. If it's supposed to be fun. You know, it's not right. Supposed to be something that's stressful.
You know what? It was stressful to me, but I got, now that I'm done with everything and I got everybody taken care of, I feel good. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy St. Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? I got it done. Hey, Colonel Jack Jacobs is going to join us, the hero that he is, Medal of Honor recipient.
and one of the great American heroes of our time. Mark Serrano on the show, Councilman Joe Borelli. You always at 877-970-2999. When we come back, should the president sign this deal that's going on the House floor today about the wall? Radio Episcopo, and we are coming right back at you. Happy Valentine's
News,
Day.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
34 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Visitation and funeral arrangements being set for NYPD Detective Brian Simonson of Calverton. 43-year-old Simonson killed in a friendly fire incident Tuesday night at a T-Mobile store in Queens. His wake will be held Monday and Tuesday, and a funeral service on Wednesday at St. Rosalie Roman Catholic Church on East Montauk Highway in Hampton Bays. Simpson will be buried Wednesday at Jamesport Cemetery. President Trump's HUD appointee, Lynn Patton, seeing problems firsthand at NYCHA Housing. She took a thorough tour at some of the city-owned apartment buildings today, saw firsthand peeling paint to leaking pipes. Patton spending four nights in an apartment in a NYCHA building this week. She says the goal is to figure out what issues are plaguing New York City public tenants and promised that things would change.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.